Okay, we're back to Project Independence New on 88.1 FM. And now we're getting ready for the Christina Liu show. This is actually, it's another milestone in our radio program because this is the first time we have a double guest. We had a guest on Project Independence earlier, and now we have Lauren Suma back because she said, I want to be on the Christina Liu show. I'm not leaving until I'm on the Christina
Everybody
Liu show.
Everybody wants to be on the Christina Liu show.
You have a high demand.
Absolutely. And now we just have some things. I'm just going to start off with bringing everybody's attention to a concert that is tonight in the YMCA Bolton Center in Bayshore. And the fellow's name is Jimmy Webb. And, you know, who knows Jimmy Webb? I didn't until this information was passed on to me. But by the time I get to Phoenix, Galveston, All I Know, MacArthur Park, Up, Up and Away, those are all songs that he wrote. He sings them. He's also the music composer, not just a lyricist, if I'm saying that correct. And, you know, he's got several Grammys for music, lyrics, and orchestration. Which is very, I mean, and here, if somebody says Jimmy Webb, who, Jimmy Webb, you don't know anything about it. But anyway, that's tonight at the YMCA Bolton Center in Bayshore.
Is it free of charge or is it, you have to pay?
That's, I'm just giving you what I have. I'm sorry, I just, you know, it was sent to me and I said, yeah, well, we'll announce it to people. So you call the YMCA Bolton Center and find out. I don't know if there is a charge or if it's free of charge. Which just like, it sounds like an interesting thing. And it really is, from a senior perspective, it's music that everybody would know. You know, moving forward, Judy Bosworth is in the news this week, and this time with Charles Schumer in reference to a continuation of this Penter saga.
Yes.
I didn't realize there's 95,000 poles with Penter on Long Island. And if you look it up, Penter, which is pentachlorophenol. Something or other.
Yeah, I think you were, that was pretty close.
it's a known carcinogen, tumors, liver. I mean, it's the most amazing thing. And that most, since 1984, most places don't permit it. So, you know, all these things are loopholes. Nobody has the moral, Judy does.
Right,
Judy
and I think the town was just, you know, simply asking, because we've been talking about this from the beginning when it first broke the whole story. Was just putting signs and warning people about it. You know, it wasn't saying it, you know, they had to knock them down or anything. So
right,
it was just actually just notifying the public, children, not to touch it. So, I mean, it was really.
Is the concern people touching the pole? Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they were saying also the soil below it, they were a little nervous.
Oh, it goes
about
into the
too.
Water.
Right.
I mean, technically, the way I'm reading it, like, you know, you have a little kid or an older, a senior who gets to the corner. I see it all the time. You're holding on. Kids grab everything, and a senior holds on to balance themselves. That's in your hand. It gets absorbed into the pool. I mean, it's and it's a carcinogen. The thing is, the end result is it's been declared as a carcinogen, a piece of this penta, whatever it is. And so a lot of places have stopped it, the use of it.
I wonder what about the people who work on those poles.
I know. That's
well,
a whole, that's an
thinking
interesting
that. They're climbing them and,
too,
you know.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they talk about
constantly on,
touching
yeah.
them.
You know what? All these things come down to to make a few dollars more.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could find something that maybe not won't last as long. Instead of having 100 years, it'll be dead in 80 years. I mean, dead. We'll have to take it down in 80. But you don't have to worry about the environment and the kids and, you know.
Well, that's another subject. As a member of the town of North Hempstead, there's poles that are, there are like half of poles just laying there.
Right.
From previous. They put a new pole in, but they don't take the whole pole down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that part of this?
No, that's whole separate, but that also is being taken care of because, and I really shouldn't speak for it because I think I know what happened. I think there's a $500 fine
right.
once they get notified and they're going through the town notifying them. So they are coming down. That right. was the original agreement because I was even at that meeting 6 months ago when he said they'll all come down within 2 months. When all the wires are off, the little ones and attached to the taller ones, they were supposed to come down within 30 days. But they will come down. And now I think Judy has put through something like a $500 fine once you're notified if it's not down in 30 to 60 days. Mm. So, I mean, it's like anything else. Everything has to be a fight, except in the building department. That's just butter.
No penta in the building department.
Actually, going back to the building department, you guys, I know, just to talk about it, you have mobile hours.
Yes. There's a couple of programs that I wanted to mention.
particularly for our seniors. We have a special mobile office hours that we do for seniors. So if you're thinking of selling your house, you know, if you want to know if you have any open permits, or if you're thinking about making a change and there's something you want to do, you can contact 311 and make an appointment with us. We do different meetings at the senior centers and locations throughout the town, and we'd be happy to meet with you and help you through anything. So I think this is so important, and it makes it you know, more accessible for our residents who may have a difficult time getting to Manhasset, or you know, just have some questions. So, you know, we're doing this to really help our seniors and the residents in the town.
It's consumer friendly. You know, like the stores, you want to go buy something, you have to go to the store. The government is actually saying, listen, let's try to work with you.
Yeah, and we're going to come to you. And that was extremely important to the supervisor, and she's committed to, you know, her promise to restructure the building department and offer programs and services to make it more consumer-friendly for residents. And another thing that I just want to briefly mention that we implemented this year is evening hours at the actual building department by appointment. So if you have an application that you're ready to go and you need to file the permits for, or for any certificates, you can call 311 and make an appointment. These appointments are on Wednesday nights starting at 6 p.m. And again, we think this is another great way to be more accessible for residents who may be working during the day or have other obligations and just can't make it in by 4:30. So this is another program that the supervisor offered that I think is a good thing.
You know what's great about this is government is supposed to serve the people.
I was just thinking the same thing, Otto. I really was.
And this is what you're doing. So
right, it's making accommodations to
those
needs.
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was really important to Supervisor Bosworth, and you know, the building department can be an overwhelming place and a little frustrating for people. So she, you know, created this role for me on her first day in office. We've implemented several different programs. All this information is on our website. It can be found under the town's website, under the building department, applicant advocate section, or by contacting 311. And certainly, you know, anybody that has anything going on or questions can, you know, ask to speak to me, and we'll help you through it. So thank you guys so much for
this is perfect. You're going to hang out with us. I know the BTDC has something coming up, which is another, you know, Kim Kamen is executive director there, and another person who has done tremendous, and she took over.
And also an honorary PI co-host as well. She hosts Health Radio.
Right.
She'll be on next month also, so that's great. But I saw this, and I think it's, you know, just another example also of the town providing amazing programs and really trying to help the local businesses. So they're offering a seminar on the Affordable Health Care Act, its tax implications, its health benefits, just because that in itself could be very overwhelming, especially to business owners that have to now provide this to their employees. So they're going to have a whole panel of all different lawyers and finance specialists to really delve into this so people understand exactly what they have to offer. And I think it's just great, you know, just helping the local business person, you know, which is just another shining thing that the town is doing, I really think.
Oh, it's an important, that's an important department too, because it's not just the resident. You have to maintain a tax base. And right. The best way to do that is keep people wanting to do business here.
No, and I think people hear about the affordable. You don't really know. It's another thing that you don't really, it's hard to grasp. There's so many little pieces. So this way you actually go. It's a free seminar, you know, for business owners. So it's.
Well, I personally, the Affordable Care Act has so many misconceptions.
Right, absolutely.
And you don't know fact from fiction and truth from lies. Everything is blamed on it.
Right.
And it'd be really nice to know what it really is and what does it really do to you? What's the impact? So I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, so that's that'll be coming up March 20th at Harbor Links. So
what time is that?
8 a.m.
Okay, perfect.
And it's free, so you know, call 311 if you're interested.
Call 311. I know there's some sort of an application they like people to fill out, but if you call 311, at least you get the information.
Right,
you
exactly.
Can figure out why. They just need to know it's a breakfast, so therefore it's.
Do you know how long it is? Like from 8 a.m. to.
You know, it didn't say, but you know, if you just call 311, they'll have all those.
You, 9 out of 10 times they're now an hour and a half because it's business people.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, they got to take off. That's why they do 8 o'clock is early. But they do it so people can get to work, start their day.
Yeah.
But it's definitely informative, which is important.
So that's just I'm telling you, the town's doing some definite innovative things. Like I said, sometimes I wish I'm not a town of North Hempstead resident, but I wish that I was a lot of times for these great programs that are offered.
No, actually, last week, I think I told you, I have a friend who's moving down from Boston, not him, his mother-in-law, and was going to go to North Shore Towers, not knocking North Shore Towers. I think I have friends there. It's beautiful. I said, come into Great Neck. I mean, Great Neck or the town of North Hempstead, mm-hmm. because his mother-in-law has Parkinson's. I said, there's so many things. And then actually last week you started talking about Circle of Support, which is just mind-boggling.
No, it's really amazing. And, you know, we're actually going to have, you know, tied into the Circle of Support. I said, it's such a broad topic. And what we really try to preach, you know, across the board, especially in town, you know, in Project Independence, is being prepared, you know, with the building. I mean, all our different departments, it's, you know, preparing you so you know what to expect. It's not, you know, we don't want the emergency situation to happen when, you know, you don't really know what to do. So with the Circle of Support, like I said, I mean, our social workers, the template is ready. They'll come to your home, you know, they'll talk to you on the phone. They'll sit with you and really develop your individual plan to kind of cover all aspects of your needs, which is a wonderful thing.
Now, that program is, I had heard about that.
We finalized the template earlier this month. We're actually having Edith August, who's one of our social workers actually in the Great Neck area, was very involved in developing this. She'll be on the radio program to mm-hmm. talk about that. But any social worker with PI has it, so you just call 311. And like I said, everyone has different needs, and it's a circle because it's going to change. You know, it obviously your needs today might not be your needs, you know, in a few years from now. But it's you're getting a baseline of things, and you're thinking of, you know, okay, who do I call? You know, I wish Project Independence was 24 hours.
Right, of course.
You know, 7 days a week, but it's not. We're part of your circle. We're not the entire circle. So it's definitely something.
Well, that, it forces you to think about.
Right, to actually plan
and handle certain things.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, we were, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, we had on Matt from our emergency.
I was trying to think his name. I'm saying my
name. Because he was, you know, and he was so thrilled with the Circle Support concept when we told him about it, because he was like, you know, part of being, you know, preparing for an emergency, it's so great to know that, you know, you're developing this tool. And, like, now he's part of the circle. So the social workers are talking to him, and, you know, he'll be able to give certain information on that end of, you know, how do you prepare for, you know, weather or all different things.
Is Matt's public safety. I'm sorry.
Template?
Yes. Yep. It's a written template.
Is it available?
You can call 311. And like I said, you know, you could fill it yourself. It's beneficial to actually sit with the social worker, though, because in each area they're trying to even generate a pool of people, you know, to give you suggestions of who and what to contact.
Matt's public safety, right or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before you mentioned his name, it came to mind only because what you're talking about with Project Independence, Kim came in with BTDC, Lauren with housing, building.
Right.
It's amazing how everything seems to be coming together so nice.
That's
but the
it
bottom
all ties
line,
in. It really
as
does.
Otto said before, government that serves.
Yeah. No.
Everybody's not here for their own thing. I mean, people are responding to all the changes. And not just changing this year. I mean, sometimes things come to fruition at different times.
That's what's great about this show. I mean, the radio program is because you're able to kind of tie in and show, you know, all the residents how all these different departments tie in, you know, because you hear, okay, there's this department, there's that department. You don't really necessarily know all the amazing things that are occurring in each of them. So
it is. As a person who's not employed by the town of North Hempstead, but who lives in the town of North Hempstead, it's tremendous, really, because not to beat it to death, it's a government that's actually trying to serve the people.
Right.
And I think that's kind of a nice thing.
I agree with you.
I think maybe if that thinking could be expanded a little bit.
Right, I agree.
You know,
so I said we should
throughout
package it
the
up.
State
well,
and
you know, yeah.
other parts of the country.
Throughout the world. throughout I think one world. Of the things when you think of Judy Bosworth, I think one of the things, it's transparency. Mm-hmm. So she has no hidden agenda.
No.
It's like, let's get everything down to the bottom line. And who is the bottom line is the recipient who needs the services.
Yeah, those are magic
no games
words.
In between.
Hidden
yeah.
agenda.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's, of course, in the corporate world, which I was in, you always had to watch for the hidden agenda.
It's a shame when you get to a meeting like, can I trust Otto? Can I say, honestly? No. These little sidebars and deals under the table. That's one thing that it's so nice and refreshing that it's just.
It definitely is.
North Hempstead is a model for many municipalities.
It is.
Yeah, it is. And I say even, I mean, I could speak for Project Independence in itself. I mean, so many local, even other states have actually met with us how to implement this, you know, and they're, what really makes it such a strong program is that we've been fortunate enough to have administration who really supported it
right.
and was invested in, you know, promoting that program. And that's how we, you know, succeed. You know, if you don't have, you know, if the supervisor's not backing this program
right,
and its mission, you know, it's and that's the issue.
I will also say, I'll toot your horn and a lot of other people's horns, that there are a lot of very dedicated people who work towards making Project mm-hmm. Independence what it is. And again, they do not have a hidden agenda. Their goal really is sincerely to help as many people as possible stay in their own
right.
home for as long as they can through whatever means that takes.
Right.
And, you know, if they don't know the answer, they'll try to find it out for you.
Well, my involvement, say, for the last 6 months, and it's very evident, it's not jobs. And Lawrence Wood Buildings, that's different, but it's still the same. It's not a job. Everybody I've come across owns what they do. They want to do it. And that's a big difference.
Yeah.
You can get a punch the clock and go home, punch the clock, go home. Nothing gets done, but you occupied a desk and space for 8 hours. But with Project Independent, with Christina, I mean, who would have thought she has her own show? After
being right. It's just so wonderful. I got my own show.
I like to use the words that they're emotionally engaged
that's perfect
in what
too.
They're
yeah.
doing. Because I've seen so many people in life in different places that are not engaged in what they're doing. They're just going through rote to get to the next step.
I like that one.
You know?
Yeah, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, even you go to a restaurant even. You know, they hardly take your order. They're on the cell phone.
Right.
The toll booths. I say hello and I say thank you. They
yes.
got music blasting. And they just think like this.
Yeah, right.
But I couldn't do that for 8 hours.
Right.
I'd rather shoot myself.
I agree with you. It's not just Project Independence. It's in life in general.
Right.
Whatever you do, if my father was a milkman.
Okay.
He was a professional milkman in my eyes.
Right, right.
Because wherever he went, he delivered to stores and hospitals and schools. But wherever he went, the people knew him.
Right.
They knew
right.
who he was. He was emotionally engaged in that.
And Otto, that's how we all feel about you.
That's the truth. Yeah, yeah.
As I said, everyone
I like
knows Otto.
Emotionally
I'm like,
gained.
It's Otto.
You know.
But it's true. I mean, and you can't be good at anything if you're not. You can be a porter and you can be emotionally engaged
right.
in what you're doing.
Right.
And
absolutely.
You're going to be a professional
right.
porter.
Well, there is no good or bad job.
No.
Everything serves a purpose, no matter what it is in life. It's just, you know.
Your engagement in that position.
Right.
And the same thing, frankly, as a senior, you got to be emotionally engaged in being a senior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's going to be bad days.
No, of course. You know.
But you still have to, live it. You have to be with it.
With the town, you know, since we're giving such accolades out here, I know a couple of weeks ago, and you never know, different people listen, we have an AARP rating now or something. Could
yes.
Go
yes.
through that again, if
we
you don't mind.
We got, the town was designated, it's been in works for a while now, but it's been officially designated as an AARP age-friendly community. And it's the first in Nassau County, which is an amazing accolade. And a lot of it was because of, you know, a lot of different things, but because we already have Project Independence, and plus we've been taking steps to make, you know, the roadways, the walkways, you know, more user-friendly. And it's really an amazing thing because it just shows how the town, once again, is putting in all this work. And it's not just about being a senior in the community. It's making the community safe for all ages. Really.
Right, right, right.
Which is wonderful. And what's great about this designation is that, you know, they have certain guidelines of steps you have to take and maintain. So it just keeps it, you know, really great. And AARP, I mean, it's AARP. Which is a wonderful thing. We partner with them on many different things. But this is just a new thing, which is exciting for the town to get this.
It's recognition.
Yeah, absolutely.
And every time something, the same as a thank you, but this is much bigger than a thank
you.
Yeah,
and I mean, like, they know it. You know, AARP, you know, and they've even featured, you know, articles about Project Independence. Because when we were meeting with them, they were like, this is just such an innovative thing that just needs to really be in all communities out there. So it's great.
You wonder why other communities, several of which are around the town of North Hempstead, have not gone forward with something like this. You just...
And that's what I'm going to go back to is, you know, the support of the supervisor.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had it with Supervisor Kamen. We have it with, you know, Supervisor Bosworth.
Right.
It's it really is, you know, so we're able to go ahead and meet with them. And obviously we think of ways that aren't going to, you know, cost tons of money either. So it's really, and you know what it is, it's like we laugh because we're in it, so we don't even realize how, you know, when we talk about it to other townships, their minds are just like, this is a lot of facets to
right.
this program. You know, it's not just transportation, it's so many different covering all different bases, which I think is a little overwhelming for them.
But I think, though, that what Project Independence doesn't have all these people on staff.
Right.
Project
Independence
is a facilitator.
Right, because we're not trying to duplicate what's already out there.
Of all these things.
And John and I talk about that every week. We say, you know, and that's, you know, even like with 311, having this call center, you know, itself is, you know, we're not saying we provide all services, but we're saying we could put you in the right direction because that's half the battle.
You're guiding.
Is right. Is what do I do? You know, like everything gets overwhelmed. You don't know who to call for what anymore. I mean, it gets very intense, especially for a lot of older seniors. So
it's overpowering.
Yeah.
Actually, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1. We'll be right back.